Hello and welcome to another edition of Way Ahead. This time with a different episode. Today I'm going to talk about three true crimes that had unexpected plot twists. Are you ready? So come with me. Police said 10-day-old Delamar Vera perished in a house fire, but her mother was convinced she'd been abducted. Just before Christmas in 1997, a fire started in the Philadelphia home of Luz Cuevas. Fighting through the smoke and flames, she ran into the room where her 10-day-old daughter Delamar was sleeping in her crib, but saw no sign of her. Suffering burns to her face and at the risk of passing out from smoke inhalation, she got out of the house with her two other children. Firefighters quickly put the blaze out, which was primarily contained to the baby's room. After an initial search for the newborn, authorities determined she had perished in the fire, which, they said, was caused by an overheated extension cord on a space heater. Human remains were never found in the debris, but investigators concluded any remains had been incinerated in the flames. Cuevas, however, insisted that her child had been kidnapped. But because there was no evidence of a kidnapping aside from her desperate pleas, it was considered a closed case. For 6 years, Cuevas mourned the loss of her child and wondered what had truly become of her. In 2003, at a birthday party for an acquaintance, Cuevas saw a little girl who looked strikingly like her other children and was the exact same age as her lost Delamar. She was able to obtain some of the girl's hair that day under the ruse of getting bubble gum out of her hair. With assistance from a state legislator, she had police open an investigation and test the hair for DNA. The test proved that 6-year-old Alaya Hernandez was actually her daughter Delamar Vera. The woman who kidnapped Delamar was Caroline Correa, a cousin of the child's father, Pedro Vera. Cuevas and Correa had only met the day before the fire, when Correa came to the house. The following day, Correa returned claiming she had left her purse upstairs. The blaze started as Correa left the house. Delamar, still going by Alaya, was reunited with her parents the next year, who were both given custody. Her abductor was convicted of kidnapping, arson, and other crimes. Sandra didn't discover her husband's true identity for 11 years. In the mid-90s, Stanford graduate Sandra Boss was getting her MBA at Harvard when her sister introduced her to a man named Clark Rockefeller, descendant of the famous business family. He wore custom-made designer clothing, collected expensive art, and had an upscale New York apartment. Boss was charmed, and the two married shortly thereafter. Boss and Rockefeller spent the next 11 years together. They enjoyed a stable life, thanks in large part to Boss's job as a consultant and personal wealth. The two had a daughter, Ruth Storrow Mills Rockefeller, lovingly referred to as Snooks. But their marriage soon began to crack. Rockefeller was a stay-at-home dad and didn't hesitate to spend Boss's money to keep up his appearances. His stories too became inconsistent, and Boss was often baffled when Rockefeller would suddenly insist, seemingly out of the blue, that they needed to move again. Boss served Rockefeller with divorce papers in 2007, since her husband was jobless and a complete mystery. Boss was awarded full custody. In 2008, Clark Rockefeller was enjoying one of the three court-approved visitations with his daughter as his ex-wife waited in the Boston hotel room nearby. While walking through Boston Common, Rockefeller disappeared with his daughter. As investigators attempted to track down Rockefeller, they found more questions than answers. He didn't have a social security card, a driver's license, or even a credit card in his own name. When his picture was shown on the news asking for leads, callers gave at least four different identities to go with the man shown on screen. Investigators were flummoxed. Then a friend came forward with what would become crucial evidence. Rockefeller had had a glass of wine at his house the night before. The glass had not been washed. Police lifted prints off the glass and got a match with one Christian Karl Gerstreiter, a German immigrant who had come to the United States almost 30 years earlier. Gerstreiter grew up in a middle-class family in a small town in Germany. He moved to the US as a teenager, where he stayed with a Connecticut family while claiming to be an exchange student at a local high school. He later got married and divorced, landing a green card and moved to Los Angeles under the name of Christopher Chichester. He made himself a home in an upper-class neighborhood, weaving a tale of royal English ancestry and proclaiming himself a TV producer. He lived in the back house of a woman named Didi Sojus. Her son and daughter-in-law, John and Linda Sojus, lived on the property as well. The two went missing in 1985 and Christopher Chichester disappeared shortly afterwards. The skeletal remains of the couple were discovered in the backyard of the house in 1994, but by that time, Christopher Chichester had become Christopher Crow. Crow worked at and was fired from several high-level jobs on Wall Street, with no degree, no experience, and no social security number. As people began to catch wind of his act, and investigators tracked Soho's missing truck back to him, he disappeared again, later turning up in Sandra Boss's family as Clark Rockefeller. After a five-day manhunt for him and his kidnapped daughter, Clark Rockefeller had become Chip Smith. But his newest alias didn't last long. The owner of the carriage house he rented called investigators, and Snooks was safely returned to her mother, while Christian or Christopher or Clark or Chip was finally taken into custody. Gerstreiter was convicted of kidnapping his daughter as well as the murder of John Sojus. Linda's body has never been found. He is serving a sentence of 27 years to life in prison. Caroline Watson spent 6 days believing she and her boyfriend had been abducted by a satanic cult. Caroline Watson, 17 years old, and her boyfriend Julian Buchwald, 22, were avid churchgoers in the area of Melbourne, Australia. They'd been dating for 2 years when Buchwald invited Watson on a romantic picnic in the Australian countryside. As they were driving, Buchwald stopped briefly and got out to inspect a dead animal on the side of the road. The next thing Watson knew, she was being blindfolded and tied up by a balaclava-masked man, who then stripped off her clothes, threw her in the back of a trunk, and drove. When the vehicle finally stopped, Watson's blindfold was removed by her boyfriend. Buckwall, too, was nude and claimed they had both been taken by a satanic cult and left alone in the wilderness. He managed to untie himself and helped her do the same. The pair wandered through the bushland for almost a week. Even though both were very religious and had pledged not to have sex before marriage, Buckwald continuously suggested they just get married and consummated then and there in order to stay warm. The frightening debacle came to an end when the duo was found by a farmer who alerted the police. At first, Buckwald continued his claim that the two had been kidnapped. Police did have a letter left at Watson's parents' house, supposedly sent by the kidnapper that had satanic markings all over it. But after being confronted by police with their suspicions, Buckwald quickly gave up the act and admitted he had staged the whole thing. When asked why he would have put his girlfriend through the ordeal, he admitted he was trying to convince her to marry him so that they could put that celibacy stuff behind them once and for all. Ok, vamos falar em português agora um pouquinho para a gente dar uma olhada nesse vocabulário interessante. Você estava com saudade, né? Você estava com saudade dessas histórias misteriosas. Muita gente estava, eu estava também. Então vamos dar uma olhada nesse vocabulário aqui para deixar a coisinha um pouquinho mais clara. Vamos recuperar ali no começo, naquela história, na primeira, que é quando uma mãe... aquele caso da mãe, aquela que acreditava que a filha, ao invés de ter sido morta em um incêndio, tinha sido sequestrada. Teve ali um momento que eu falo: For 6 years, Cuevas mourned the loss of her child. Então, mourned é o verbo to mourn, que é fazer luto ou estar de luto, ficar enlutado. Todas essas palavras, todo esse vocabulário está ali escrito na descrição do episódio, pode acompanhar, tá? Então, mourned é o ato de estar de luto. To mourn, ok? Depois, ainda no mesmo texto, in 2003, at a birthday party for an acquaintance. Acquaintance. Acquaintance é conhecido ou conhecida. A gente tem amigos, we have friends. E a gente tem conhecidos, que são os acquaintances. Então, acquaintance, conhecido. Certo? Ainda no finalzinho, diz ali, her abductor was convicted of kidnapping, arson and other crimes. Arson é incêndio criminoso, certo? Arson, incêndio criminoso. Depois daquele caso da Sandra Boss, que descobriu a verdadeira identidade do marido depois de 11 anos, diz ali o seguinte... he wore custom-made designer clothing, collected expensive art, and had an upscale New York apartment. Upscale. O que é upscale? Luxuoso. Caro. Então, ele tinha um apartamento em Nova York que era upscale. Luxuoso ou caro. Depois, he was charmed and the two married shortly thereafter. Thereafter é logo após. Desde então também pode ser thereafter. Então, depois daquilo, eles logo se casaram. Thereafter, certo? Ainda tem dentro dessa história uma outra parte que eu falo o seguinte. When his picture was shown on the news asking for leads. O que, que é leads? Pistas. Então, quando a foto foi mostrada nos noticiários... pedindo por pistas, então leads. Também existe uma outra palavra para pista que é clue, certo? Mas aqui no caso, leads, pistas. Ali uma outra bem esquisita. Investigators were flummoxed. Flummoxed. Vocês vão ver como é que se escreve ali. Flummoxed é F-L-U-M-M-O-X-E-D. Flummoxed, que é desnorteado. Então, os investigadores ficaram desnorteados, assim como você ficou também ao saber da existência da palavra flummoxed. Alright? Alright. Depois, no último caso, que é o caso da Caroline Watson, que ficou 6 dias acreditando que ela e o namorado dela tinham sido raptados por um culto satânico. The next thing Watson knew, she was being blindfolded. Blindfolded, de repente alguns de vocês já conhecem. Blindfolded, ela estava sendo vendada, estava com os olhos sendo vendados. Então, to be blindfolded, estar de olhos vendados. Depois, the pair wandered through the bushland for almost a week, even though both were very religious and had pledged to not have sex before marriage. O que é pledged? Eles tinham prometido, jurado. Então, to pledge é prometer, jurar. Depois, the frightening debacle. Que palavrinha xarope, né? E diferente. Debacle é queda, colapso, desastre. Alguma coisa que não tá indo bem mesmo. Debacle. Alright, that's it. São essas as palavras, as expressões para ajudar vocês a entenderem melhor esses casos cabrosos que eu acabei de ler para vocês. Ouçam de novo e vocês vão ter uma compreensão de repente um pouquinho melhor, caso alguma dessas palavras tenham passado batida, ok? Thank you so much for being here with this episode of Way Ahead. One more. Thank you so much. Keep studying. Fiquem aí. I stay here and see you next time.